Troy from Zia Comics here with another one of my Abu Dhabi trip videos. What would a video series about the Middle East be without camels? So this one is going to be all about camels. Camel racing is big in the UAE. They even have channels dedicated to it. Here's one of the races we caught while we were there. They may not look like it, but these camels can run up to 40 miles per hour for short distances and can sustain a 25 mile per hour pace for up to an hour. You'll notice there are no jockeys on their backs. Those are little mechanical whipping machines. And if you look out to the side road, those are the vehicles with the owners that have the remotes for those whipping machines. If you're wondering why they use these mechanical whipping machines, it's because the small children they used to use as jockeys, usually age 2 and under, you know, little kids, kept falling off and getting hurt or dying. So the UAE and most other countries actually banned the use of jockeys on these camels because they stand 6 to 7 feet tall at the shoulder, and that is a long way to fall. The camel racing is so big, they even have analysts to talk to the winners after the race. Here you see one of the winners, and instead of trophies, they typically get a ceremonial sword, as you see him holding in his hands here. I was able to visit a typical camel farm outside the outskirts of Abu Dhabi. As you can see, it's not real built up, just a bunch of camels and a pen. The camel farms typically keep somebody there to watch after the camels because they start at around $55,000 American. Now, if you have a champion camel or one with good physical traits, genetic traits, they can go upwards of $1 million or more. I believe some have gone up $5 to $6 million for one camel. The one-humped camel or the dromedary are almost completely all domesticated. They usually are really easy to get along with, and they're a joy to be around. But when the camel feels threatened, they will spit. But that's actually not spit, guys. That's they vomit up a little bit and mixes with the spit in their mouth, and then they blow it out. So even more disgusting than being spit on. In school, we were taught that camels store water in their humps. That's not entirely true. It's actually a fatty cartilage type substance that they use to maintain themselves whenever they can't get around food or water. And when they haven't had food or water for a while, you will actually notice the hump gets smaller, and if they lose too much, the hump will actually sag. And to answer the question on everybody's mind, what does camel poop look like? Well, here's a picture. Racing is not the only thing they do with these camels. They also have camel beauty contest. And just like any beauty contest, there are cheaters. They had some guys get caught, 40-some people got caught, I believe, in Saudi Arabia, giving their camels Botox, injections, fillers, just anything you can imagine to try to get an edge on the other people. You get caught, you get fined. So there you see just how important camels are to the Middle East. They use them for everything. They are big pack animals. They can carry, 200 to 600 pounds, depending on how big they are. They're pretty quick. They can travel 20, 30 miles in the desert. They live about 30, 40 years. And they're very important to the Bedouin society that doesn't live in the cities. So I hope that camel video was informative to you guys. If you ever go over to the Middle East anywhere, I highly recommend visiting a camel farm, maybe even picking up a camel race. Turn on the TV. There are about 30 channels for it. And I hope you enjoyed this video. And until the next video. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.